Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All this right, is Goo. Awesome. That my worry about this the defense under one Nick Sorensen was too much. This defense is picking right up where they left off, Steiny. They had a good Super Bowl, but I was worried about the baton being passed from Wilkes to Sorensen. And I'm looking at Malik Collins. I'm looking at Leonard Floyd. I'm looking at Hargrave. I'm looking at Bosa. They were active. And then the ability to go from zone to man on the outside with Lenore. And I'm sitting here like, my goodness, Steiny, this defense may be deeper than it was last year. And the reason I'm going here is I'm watching Ward. He reminds me of Jimmy Ward, Jarvarius, and he's got attitude, but watching him basically just shut down the jet receivers, I'm like, this defense is going to be badass again without Dre Greenlaw. So the demise of the Niner D under Nick Sorensen was, I had to check myself. Your boy was wrong, Stoney, after 1 week, man.
Fred Warner, piggybacking on that, was asked about his thoughts on Nick Sorensen, his first game as defensive coordinator.
Called a great game. You know, I love the way that he, you know, approaches the preparation, the way that he leads our group, and ultimately, you know, goes out there and calls a flawless game. You know, there's things to clean up on our side as players execution-wise, but I'm proud of the way that we fought.
All right, that's Fred Warner talking
FW.
About Nick Sorensen. Yeah. Made all the right calls. 49ers held the Jets to 19, including a late touchdown that was pretty much
I'm curious to see yours.
Yeah. My one big thing is we learned last night that this team is not dependent on any one player. Nice. This team can win without Christian McCaffrey. It can win at times without Deebo Samuel. It can win without Ayuk. One guy, just one guy, is not going to break this offense down. Multiple injuries are another story. But that game last night I'm watching, and it looked exactly like a 49er game would have looked with Christian McCaffrey playing running back. And the reality of the situation is I know Christian McCaffrey's hurt, and I don't know when he's going to come back, but it certainly isn't anything that's going to be season-ending. It looked like Shanahan saying if this would have been a more important game or wouldn't have been the first game of the year, he would have played. Mm-hmm. And so this team, I think, has all the ingredients to spell Christian McCaffrey when they want and not miss a beat during the regular season. This team's going to win a lot of games this year.
Now, what if I'm in the car and I'm driving and I want to ask the great Matt Steinmetz, why is it that they are not dependent on just one dude?
Because they're loaded. They are absolutely loaded.
And it's still not the answer I'm looking for.
What do you mean?
It's Kyle.
Okay.
He can dial it up without you, me, Evan, Cam, yeah. Mahegan. Like, that's special, man. And he's done it in the past with Jimmy.
So why are we surprised that he's doing it now? He did it his first couple years here. He got the 49ers to the Super Bowl in 19 without McCaffrey.
I think I can answer that.
Why?
Because you have questions like what they were in the playoffs last year, and I'm not saying that was Shanahan's fault, but it kind of didn't get solved. You know, Green Bay, Detroit, and Kansas City, the playoff opponents, can we look each other in the face, Donnie, and say not one of those games did they look like the dominant itself they were during the regular season? And I guess if I'm going to give Kyle this kudos, I could just double back and ask him if I had the opportunity, why does he think they kind of took a step back? Because last night was incredible. And I'm with you. If we get word there was no McCaffrey, I'm not saying Niners have no chance. I'm like, that was Picasso last night of a game plan by both coordinators, for that matter.
Yeah. I mean, my one big thing is
man,
this team can win and beat you in a variety of ways. They can beat you with a run. They can beat you with a pass. Their defense can be good. It was last night. Maybe they ran into a Jets team that's still trying to figure itself out, and they have a quarterback who's relatively new and trying to figure out his teammates. But nevertheless, that game was not in doubt for the last 2.5 quarters. And the 49ers, I thought, played as good of a game one as they could possibly play.
And what about this? Now I think they got a secret weapon. It's not even a secret. If you're telling me Jake Moody is going to do this, Donnie, and again, I keep going back to that big-ass field goal in the Super Bowl that he hit. I mean, man, just now you, it's an embarrassment of riches. Obviously, you want to punch it in and not be dependent on the field goal kicker. It's not that. It's when you need him, the confidence. And I just think of how his career started, the miss against the Browns last year. Steiner, your boy's in the zone right now, man.
R. Herrera on the Xfinity Mobile Tech, or rather on the YouTube chat, Steiner's getting cocky now. San Francisco has no replacement, all capital letters, for Brock Purdy. Hello? Yeah, I disagree.
Man.
I mean, you can't tell me that if Brock Purdy missed a few games that the 49ers wouldn't have a good chance to win. Can't win a Super Bowl probably without Brock Purdy. I'm not saying that.
But Allen and Dobbs.
But what do you want from your backup quarterback? You want somebody who can step in, play 3 or 4 games if he has to, and keep the ship upright. And I have no doubt that Brandon Allen or Dobbsy can do that.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Guru and I just gave you our one big thing from last night's game. Mine is that this team is not reliant on one guy. They have all kinds of weapons. They're going to spread it around. Man. And they're going to be able to compensate for a guy being out here and there. And I don't think they're going to skip a beat. Guru, his one big thing was the defense under Nick Sorensen. Man. Looked terrific. 19 points given up. Late touchdown. That was pretty meaningless. They had Rodgers. I don't know if he was under duress, but
he wasn't comfortable, Steiner.
No, he wasn't. You're right about that. He wasn't comfortable. It looked like I thought he got rid of the ball a little soon at times. Wow. I think he was a little bit concerned about getting hit after not playing for a while. But the defense, Guru saying, is lights out, at least last night. So 888-957-9570. What's your one big thing from last night's ball game? The reality of the situation is, if you ask most 49er fans, they'd say the offseason was not a good one. Not a good one. And yet they came out and they looked as good as any team in the NFL in week one. In fact, what team do you think, is there a team that looked, quote unquote, better than the Niners this weekend? To my way of thinking, I'd say the Niners looked terrific. I think the Cowboys looked really good.
How about the Chiefs? I thought
Chiefs
they looked,
okay. looked great, I thought. I think Baltimore's probably going to be there. Lions looked good.
So did the Rams.
But I think the Niners.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All things considered, if you're a 49er fan, you got to give last night an A grade, I would think.
Yeah, that's what I'm giving it. But again, I don't want to bring the party down. Evan, you tell me what you think, but Steiner, do you believe in pressure?
You know what?
The word.
I saw, now get this, because you just asked me, so I had no idea I was going to say, and it's just unbelievable. So I'm going through Instagram, okay, and I see a photo of Billie Jean King and Andre Agassi.
Okay.
And they're at the U.S. Open, and they're just taking a picture. But in the background, there's a sign with words on it.
Oh, what does it say?
And do you know what it said? Do you know what the sign said?
I got to believe it had something to do with pressure.
It did. It said, pressure is a privilege. Pressure is a privilege. And I thought about that, and I said, I think I've got a new tagline.
Pressure is
a privilege. It's a privilege. A privilege.
Well, it's not your tagline.
Well, it is now.
I was getting ready to go.
It is now.
So you're jacking people for their slogans.
Had you ever heard that before?
No, I hadn't.
Evan, had you ever heard that before?
Yeah, at the U.S. Open.
No, you haven't. Well, none of our listeners.
We saw the same sign.
None of our listeners watch tennis. It's my tagline now.
Evan is
I'm claiming
man.
It.
But the reason I bring that up, damn it, and I like that. Let's nitpick here. What bothers you more if you're a Niner fan? The two penalties are penalties, and they had two touchdowns called back. The 2 of 5 in the red zone or the IUK drops?
Neither.
You got to pick one.
No.
I'm going to pick
one. Neither of them worry
me. The IUK drops. Because okay. I got to tell you, Steiny, listening and watching him, we see this all the time when guys and gals sign a deal and they try to live up to it. Steiny, he makes that catch 9 out of 10 times. And this is something to monitor moving forward. But now it feels like the whole stadium. I was there every time he was targeted and he made some catches.
Oh boy.
It's like, yeah. Okay, Brandon, is there more at play? Did you not being at OTAs in preseason, is that going to follow you? Or are you just going to slap that in the face and catch every ball coming your way? And I just thought on that dive, on a dime by Purdy, I was like, we'll never get the chance to ask him. But my thought was, Steiny, I wonder if that was he missed camp related or contract or a combo of both, and when that will go away.
Boy, you're something.
Steiny, he makes that catch 9 out of 10 times.
All right. Well, he missed Trey.
Well, yes, I believe they're similar. I know it was a calf then.
Never mind.
It's a calf now.
Man to man, Jennings. Oh, he got one of those.
Ayuk, he's a little rusty, Pate. You know, he's missed all training camp.
Get signed, get in training camp. There's a reason for training camp. You need it. We need the reps.
Oh.
Get those contracts done earlier so we can get in training camp. We don't drop balls on opening night.
Right, it's probably one thing catching passes, running routes. All of a sudden, you're laying out for a pass, full speed, diving. That's why those happen in camp. You make those, you practice those. That's just a little rusty.
Can't do it. You're still catching balls in a high school field from some quarterback that's 45 years old, my age. You're not catching balls from your quarterback. Get signed, get in camp, and we don't drop the ball.
Oh, you're a beautiful. Russell Crowe, beautiful mind for playing that. Man, they said more than that, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean?
They said that and it was harsh. But the street vernacular, Steiny, they said some other stuff. Boy, and I'm rooting for Brandon, but man, you got to bring that in, baby. You heard the Mannings. How you gonna? Yeah, the Manning said it. I didn't say it. I just brought it up to you.
Right, but the Manning said that's a pass that he probably catches if he has training camp. You think he's going to be dropping passes in week 4?
No. I hope not. How about that? I don't think he is.
You don't think he is, or you do?
I don't.
Okay.
Because he's so polished and good.
Well, if you don't, then there's no worry.
Yeah, but Niner fans hoping that this doesn't continue. Like, it gets rectified. Like,
why would it continue? I guess is my question. Isn't he going to be the receiver he's always been?
No, you expect that. That's why he got paid.
Really?
But it's like Bosa.
Okay.
He admitted that he wasn't himself the whole season. The whole season.
Uh-huh.
So I hope that's not a the same thing with Brandon.
How's CeeDee Lamb look?
He looked great.
Oh.
Yeah. But different people.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Debo, my gosh.
What about him?
He looked like a tank, man.
I said he was going to have a big year.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Joe's in San Jose.
Joe.
What's going on, Joe? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
So, first things first, I want to say the Chargers also look good this weekend, as much as I hate to admit it. I'm not a Harbaugh fan, but they look pretty good.
You don't have to ask
The other thing is that something I didn't like, something I don't like, something I'm still very much worried about as a Niner fan, is McKivitz. I'm not a fan of that guy. I don't understand why he's still a starter. I don't understand why they haven't replaced him. I'm worried that at some point in time this season, he's going to screw up and Purdy's going to get hurt. And it gives me cause to worry. But other than that, I think the boys looked really good yesterday. I wish they would have been a little better in the red zone. But other than that, I think they played a great game.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, Guru. Joe. I'm sorry, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
That was Joe.
We should steal his thought. I was just telling Evan.
What's his thought?
Something he didn't like. You know, hey, because there's always something, you know, people, especially nowadays. But it's just funny. Real quick. I'm looking at McKivitz, Donnie. I'm not saying he was great, but he only gave up two pressures. I think of McGlinchey in his tenure here as a Niner. They got to the Super Bowl. It's like, I mean, you guys throwing rocks. I get it, but this unit is a unit that gets you to the biggest game the last 4 years, and if not the biggest game, the game before it. Like, I mean, man.
Let me ask Evan this question because I think it's important. Did the Chargers look great in week one, Evan?
I text Evan during the game before he answered, so we were in communication, me and him alone.
No.
I agree. Oh.
They had one first down in the first half.
It was a big first down, though, probably, right?
It was still one.
Kept the drive alive.
It was still one.
I'm going to give my Harbaugh update next segment.
I'm going to give Evan the win on that.
At 12:30.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.